are two types of labyrinths. The multicursal labyrinth is a multi-path labyrinth or maze. It has twists and turns and is intended to stress and confuse us. Hence its name, multi-cursal. The unicursal labyrinth, or true labyrinth according to labyrinthophiles, has a single path that leads into the center. There are no decisions to make. The path covers the entire area of the structure, meandering inward and outward, but ultimately reaching the center, one way in, one way out, hence a single curse. Labyrinths have a long history. They are found within the ancient Egyptian pyramids, coursing through the myths of ancient Greece, reaching a spiritual apex in 13th century Europe. Labyrinths were found among the Hopi Indians in the southwest of the New World. And there has been a resurrection of interest in labyrinths in recent years. While many cultures produce labyrinthine myths, the most famous in Western culture is the story of Labyrinth and the Minotaur. King Minos had a pact with the god Poseidon. Every year, Poseidon sent Minos several very fine bulls, and in return, Minos sacrificed the best bull to Poseidon. One year, Minos was so impressed with an especially fine bull that he sacrificed the lesser bull to Poseidon instead. Poseidon exacted his revenge by causing Minos' wife, Pasiphae, to fall in love with the sacrificial bull. From that union, Pasiphae bore a son who was called Astarius. This was the Cretan Minotaur, a hideous reminder to Minos of the consequences of trying to deceive the gods.
Thank you.
Winding up the stream, he escaped the labyrinth and sailed to Athens with Ariadne. Unicursal one-path labyrinths are meditation paths. They are contemplative and calming. There is no choice of route to take, so focus on being yourself. Yet, since there is continual movement toward the center, there is always a sense of moving forward, a subconscious feeling of continual accomplishment. The Middle Ages showed a renewed interest in labyrinths and design more complex than the classical 7-circuit labyrinth became popular. This was an 11-circuit design divided into 4 quadrants. It was often found in Gothic cathedrals, but over time many of these 11-circuit designs were destroyed or intentionally removed. Universal labyrinths appeared in many Western European cathedrals, reaching their height during the 12th and 13th centuries. They were engraved on walls and designed with the tiles on the floor. The Cathedral of Notre Dame in Chartres, founded in the 11th century, is the most famous example of the 11th circuit design. Visitors trace the paths with their fingers or walk the larger ones on the floor. In the later half of the 20th century, a large number of labyrinth centers have sprung up and fulfilled the increasing need for meditation in a fast-paced and high-pressure society. These meditation centers are non-denominational and can have as many as 30 labyrinths of a wide variety of shapes and designs in one compound. One of the most profound aspects of these spiritual centers is that one will find representatives from every class, race, religious background, and age, including a surprising number of child initiates. Visitors to these meditation centers typically spend an entire day or several days trying to experience all the varieties of labyrinths offered by the sanctuary. Pilgrims will often spend several weeks in such holy areas and will often attend as many different sanctuaries as possible, especially on holy days. Meditation centers, which are open to religious devotees year-round, are attended daily by hundreds of thousands of pilgrims traveling from all over the world. In some parts of the world, there are clusters of such centers. Central Florida is one of the holiest areas, where there must be at least 8 major sanctuaries and many smaller sanctuaries within a 40-mile radius. These compounds encapsulate both the classical and modern labyrinth concepts, incorporating into their complex design both the universal and multiversal structure. The overall center is multiversal. This is cleverly done so that the effect of the meditation with each universal labyrinth is maximized by the confusion experienced by traveling in a multiversal environment. This also symbolizes the life experience where everyday life resembles a maze structure with its confusing turns, dead ends, and wrong paths. In contrast to the sublime experience of inner peace and spiritual focus that we find in a single path labyrinth. One of the shortcomings of cathedral labyrinths, where visitors are sparse, is that the pilgrims regulate his or her own speed through the labyrinth. This can, for those who are not well disciplined, be distracting and may result in a sense of anxiety, which is certainly something to be avoided as it defeats the purpose of the journey. Takes a contrary approach. In each meditation labyrinth, they originally place large number of visitors as close as possible to each other, making this experience a soul-binding one. This is achieved by an ingenious design that enables the priests and priestesses of the sanctuary to accommodate any number of visitors that would be and kind of physically reconfiguring the labyrinth path. By doing this in such a way that the labyrinth path is shortened and narrowed for visitors and lengthened when there are many, they eliminate any need for a person to regulate his or her pace along the path. And by regulating the pace of those existing and exiting the labyrinth, a visitor is guaranteed to spend at least 15 minutes in any labyrinth, regardless of the number of pilgrims in it. A well-attended labyrinth can boast up to a 3-hour meditation ritual. For this reason, it is best to attend these centers at high holy days, when it is likely that larger numbers of pilgrims will also be attending. One of the most interesting labyrinths is at a center called appropriately Universal Labyrinth. It features a multi-level labyrinth constructed in such a way that a visitor cannot tell from wherever he or she stands how much further the labyrinth goes. This is a fantastic experience because one cannot even focus on the end, since one has no idea where that is. And yet there is a wonderful sense of inner anticipation in this labyrinth because of the expectation that the end of the journey is just around the corner. Therefore, all attention turns inward. One difficulty with the typical labyrinth design of European cathedrals is that the path leads in, but a person must reverse his or her direction to exit along the same path. If more than one person is walking the labyrinth, the disruption occurs when two people must pass each other. The design is necessary, however, for the completion of the journey. But the problem of passing others along the path still persists, and since it is necessary to have people in very close proximity to one another, it is impossible for someone to sidestep anyone who should pass in either direction. One might also wonder how anyone can walk through so many labyrinths in such a short amount of time, a single day or even a few days, without going so far inward that they cannot find their way back out into the reality of this life. A solution came from the wise spiritual leaders of these compounds. The exit from each universal labyrinth is highly ritualized. At the exit of each labyrinth, a very short, sometimes jolting experience is designed for the pilgrims as they leave the labyrinth. Some of these exits themselves are labyrinths. They are short, and most often the pilgrims enter a vehicle that follows the labyrinth course. So profound is the inner growth experience preceding this, that the designers understood the need for allowing the pilgrim a respite from standing and walking in slow meditation. This is especially important because the inner journey that one has taken is so deep that by the time one reaches the exit, they are not mentally prepared to leave, especially since they will be preparing to take another labyrinth journey. In the traditional circular labyrinth, one symbolically takes his or her demons into the path and leaves them in the center. It is presumed that while individuals can leave the path the same way they entered, the demons cannot find their way out. In the labyrinth camp compounds, the exit experience aids in the action of fleeing these dead demons by taking the pilgrim on a fast, circuitous, sometimes violent journey through a sea of demons that cannot follow such rigorous travel. With this contrast between the labyrinth meditation and the violent exit, a feeling of euphoric meaning is attained. The short exit journey clears the focus of mind, thus preparing the person for the next labyrinth by bringing them out of the meditative state into an exciting, accelerated state of consciousness. To deepen the overall experience, each sensor will have a central conceptual focus. Within that, they have for each labyrinth a prescribed psychic drama on which the pilgrims can direct their meditation. This is aided by highly stylized visual images. Even the celebrants, priests and priestesses wear elaborate costumes representing mythological figures, thus intensifying the spiritual experience. These celebrants as mythological figures wander through the compound personally interacting with the pilgrims. This helps to maintain a heightened awareness of the archetypal psyche that makes transition to and from each labyrinth easier, since the mind never reaches a complete sense of reality. The maintenance of these labyrinths are very demanding. Sanctuaries must accommodate increasing numbers of pilgrims as they must maintain the holiest possible atmosphere conducive to the meditative process. In order to assure the continual upkeep of labyrinth centers, pilgrims donate large sums of money before entering. This demonstrates just how strong our drive is for ritual meditation and the compelling need to meditate with our fellow beings. In addition, a large percentage of the acquired donation is directly given in profoundly sacred rituals to those holiest individuals who pray daily for the well-being of the Labyrinth Center, the stockholders. It is encouraging to see the evolution of the human psyche exemplified by this increasing attention and interest in universal labyrinths, and how such vast resources are clearly developing these spiritual sites around the world, offering millions of people access to deep levels